This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 27 for Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market regained strength on Wednesday morning, deriving support from comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all on the rise. Meanwhile, crude oil is also up due to ongoing Middle East tensions. A major work stoppage on Canada's two largest railways is set to begin at midnight Eastern Time, marking the first time a labor dispute brought rail traffic to a halt at Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City at the same time. The Canadian dollar is up nearly 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The November canola contract is up $9.50 per ton at $574.60. In the U.S., soybeans are in the green, while corn and wheat are down. The second day of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour on Tuesday showed the corn yields in Indiana averaging 187.54 bushels per acre, higher than last year's figure and the three-year average. In Nebraska, yields averaged 173.25 bushels per acre, also above the average from last year and the three-year average. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange expects corn area in Argentina to decline 17% at 15.5 million acres in 2024-25. ANAC estimated Brazilian corn exports for August at 6.533 million tons, an increase of more than 300,000 from the previous estimate. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $3.98. The number of soybeans in Indiana was also greater than last year and the three-year average, with 1,409.02 pods per 3x3-foot square. In Nebraska, pod counts were also higher, averaging 1,172.48. Chinese soybean imports in July were 9.85 million tons, with 9.12 million coming from Brazil and more than 475,000 tons from the U.S. Continuing a recent string of sales, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported private export sales of new crop U.S. soybeans on Tuesday morning, with 132,000 tons to China and nearly 240,000 to Mexico. ANAC projected August soybean exports from Brazil at 8.159 million tons, slightly above its previous estimate. The November soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.79. Soft wheat exports from the European Union a month and a half into the new marketing year have totaled 3.55 million tons, down from 4.53 million from the same period last year. Sovcon raised its Russian wheat production estimate by 400,000 tons at 83.3 million on Tuesday. Japan issued a tender for 81,442 tons of wheat, with nearly 28,000 tons coming from Canada and the rest from the United States. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.47. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.54. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.04. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.